When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Pennywise, a Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. Most pet owners will consider their furry friends a part of the family. Any owner will tell you that they do come with their share of expenses, though, especially when it comes to medical care. NerdWallet personal finance writer Kim Palmer is here to break down pet insurance as it may make sense for you to sign up your furry friend for coverage.
The thing that's tricky with deciding whether or not you want pet insurance is that sometimes you really don't know what's ahead for your pet. So you have to kind of predict things. If you think your pet needs more than just the basic routine care, pet insurance could be a great choice for you. So for example, say, and this gets into the second category, but say you know your pet is accident prone. You just know it tends to, you know, have accidents, and it might need things like care for a broken bone, that kind of thing. Nobody wants that, but just in case you think that's in your pet's future, pet insurance can be really helpful because getting that kind of medical care is so expensive for pets, and having that pet insurance to turn to can offset some of those costs.
Those out-of-pocket expenses can be hundreds to thousands of dollars, let alone just your normal vet bill. We have a dog. It can be a couple hundred dollars just for the very, very basic care.
Exactly. And that's because, like you said, it is so expensive. And if you know that you don't have the cash to cover something that you will want to provide for your pet, and we all feel like pets are family members, so of course we want to do whatever the pet needs in terms of medical care. So if you have that pet insurance, that can be a way to offset the cost. In general, on average, for a dog, for example, a pet insurance costs about $50 a month. So that's much more affordable than if you suddenly need, you know, hundreds or even thousands of dollars worth of care. So that's why it's something to consider. But one thing to know is that as our pets age, that pet insurance, the monthly amount or the annual amount, however you pay, becomes more expensive. So you want to anticipate that too. Just know that as your dog or cat ages, the pet insurance does get more costly.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because reading here, it says that over 57% of pet owners with pet insurance say that a lot of this just comes down to peace of mind. So we do know those premiums could be a little bit costly, but it seems worth it to a lot of people.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Exactly. It really is all about peace of mind, because people told us they would be willing to go into debt. A lot of people would be willing to take on debt just to cover these medical costs for their pet. And so with that, I mean, you just want to be able to turn to pet insurance if you're in that situation where it could make your financial stress even higher taking on these extra costs. So that's where pet insurance comes in, just to give you that peace of mind.
Right. And also, what I'm reading here is, speaking of that peace of mind, the things that you just cannot foresee or forecast happening, those accidents you mentioned, illnesses that you mentioned, those are typically covered. But a big one, I think this scares maybe a lot of people away, myself included, is pet insurance not covering pre-existing conditions. So let's say you have a middle to older age dog and you're like, hey, I need pet insurance. This is probably something to consider because it might not be covered.
Yes, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because it can be surprising to people what's not covered by pet insurance. So pre-existing conditions, generally not covered. Also, just typical wellness care. So your routine vet visits, those aren't generally covered either. You can always add on, but then that makes the insurance even more expensive. So you definitely want to weigh all of that.
Yeah. And in theory, in comparison, those preventative checkups are going to be way less out of pocket than, you know,
surgery or whatever, x-rays, all
exactly,
it really can add up. Can you tell me some ways of how to avoid surprises when it comes to pets, pet insurance, and their checkups and the things that they need covered?
The most important thing for pet owners to do is just to ask a lot of questions up front, especially if you're at the vet's office or if you're considering taking out pet insurance. You want to take some time to compare different policies. And if you're not sure if something's covered or not, or if you'll be getting a surprise bill, just call and ask and talk through these questions, because it can actually be pretty confusing when you're just reading through everything.
Sure. And a lot of people may not know where to begin. And you all at NerdWallet have a handy dandy pet insurance hub that I discovered. It looks like you could probably compare different types, again, go over what it covers, the costs, et cetera, because a handy dandy Google search sometimes maybe isn't always the best way to point you in the right direction, correct?
Exactly. I think using a comparison tool like the one we have at NerdWallet, it just helps you line everything up and make sure you're comparing apples to apples so you really understand what you're getting.
Yeah. And make sure that your furry friend is just safe and well and happy. That's all we want, right?
Yes, that is the priority for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.